WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Stephen Post, and you are listening to Late to the Show, where I intend to try to play you some music that perhaps you have not heard before. That is my goal. First, we're going to start off with one of my favorite tunes from a band called Clem Snide. Now, the reason I heard of Clem Snide was a long time ago, a radio station was doing one of those contests where if you called in, I don't know, on like the 15th caller or whatever, you would get concert tickets, and I won them. And that was how I got to see Clem Snide live, and I had never heard their music before, ever. And this was a song that stood out to me when I saw their show, so I hope you guys like it. It's one of my favorite by them, and I've been a fan of them ever since.
Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
All right, so once again, you just heard Clem Snide's Something Beautiful from the End of Love album. It's one of my favorite albums. It goes into my rotation pretty frequently. Next, you are about to hear a live rendition of the song War Pigs, but performed by the band Cake. There is a studio version of this track, and you may have heard that. And I have listened to it, and I am not a fan. This live version is far superior. It's also fun, whether it's studio or live, to hear War Pigs performed with what I believe is a trumpet or some sort of horn instrument. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I would recommend turning up the volume only because it's that good of a song.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, hear the roar of death's construction.
All right, so once again, that was War Pigs by Cake from a specific live performance that I happen to love. Now, just a little announcement here. Slow day. Well, let's kick it up a notch from funky house beats to blazing fast techno. Shift into high gear with Fast Track every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WRCT 88.3. Also, confusing sound for confusing time. Saturday night at 5 p.m. is time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. Next, I'm going to play kind of a trippy song that most of you have likely never heard. It's called Shorty Blackwell, which apparently is named after the writer's cat. This is by the band The Monkees. The Monkees is one of the most famous bands in the world, but this is just one of those tracks that escape most people's notice. So here we are with The Monkees singing Shorty Blackwell.
He's going mad.
WRCT is supported in part by Tartan Inc., located in the University Cohen Center at Carnegie Mellon University campus. Tartan Inc. provides a range of services for printing, finishing, and shipping with various sizes of materials available. For more information, visit cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Well, you can't say that I don't play a variety of different types of music, right? As you just heard with that very bizarre song from the Monkees called Shorty Blackwell. Next, I'm going to play another bizarre song by an artist who I guess you kind of consider his his material to be more comedic rather than straight-laced. But this is an artist called MC Mr. Napkins called Street Cred. I found this song by accident years ago, and I just every once in a while I'll play it, and I'm going to play it for you guys.
That's his name? Look at those black, thick, plastic glasses frames. Get a load of him bussin' raps with his goofy-ass hair and his western shirt with the button snaps. He ought to keep his food chute shut, rhyming in his H&M denims with the boot cut. From his feet to his head, that dude doesn't have any street cred.
Street cred. I don't have a lot of street cred. And I don't think that it's a secret. It's clear I'm not a hard MC.
Difficult hip-hop singing when you didn't have a typical rap upbringing. I never sold coke or PCP. I moved fro-yo at the TCBY. Never shot a proper gun, just the Nintendo Duck Hunt one and a Super Soaker water gun. The Crip Gang, I wasn't in it, dog. Just the youth group at my synagogue. Yeah. Thugged out, not even close. Cub Scouts, we were close. I didn't battle like 8 Mile. Oh, I competed, but high school team debate style. Never wrote no graffiti, just thank you notes for gifts on my B-Day. Probably should have gone pre-med. Instead, I'm an MC without a shred of
street cred. I was not a little street kid. No, I was wholesome like whole wheat bread. And now I rock the party with no
pop like a zit can. I can't lock like a kickstand, but in fifth grade I played Tevya and danced and lip sync to If I Were a Rich Man.
Raise the roof.
And I got to tell ya, my beatbox, not stellar, but I did do vocal percussion in college a cappella. Dukach, dukach, dukach. Did I ever rob a store? No. I did once shoplift a softcore porno mag from a newsstand at the airport. I was scared I'd be sent off to jail for it. But do you think that they caught me and threw me in juvie? Not me, I got away scot-free. My face would have been beet red, but at least with a jail bid, I'd have had a little bit of street cred.
Meathead, and I'm also not conceited. I know that there's no part of me with STREEDCRED.
Oh, street cred. Ooh, jim jim jow, jim jim jow, street cred. Ooh, street cred. Ooh, dim 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 dim, dim, dim street cred. Ooh, yeah, ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
I hope you guys enjoyed that very bizarre song by MC Mr. Napkins called Street Cred. I don't know anything about that particular artist. If he has other material, if it's good, if it's bad, that's the only song I've ever heard from that guy. So you guys are welcome to check him out, see if his other material is any better or worse. Next, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in my playlist here, and I'm going to play a song by Tatiana, which again, I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing that correctly. I have played this artist before. It's a relatively new song. I believe it came out last year. I don't want you guys to think I only play old tracks. The name of the song is Venus and Adonis. She's a trained classical musician, but you would never know it when you hear Venus and Adonis. ¶¶
you mine? Be you mine all at long? Never thought I'd feel like this about anyone. So are you mine? Be you mine all at long? Felt the letter stuck on the tip of my tongue.
So you know how when you go to a bookstore, there is sometimes an employee recommendation section. That's what I kind of consider myself here at WRCT. I'm a volunteer for the station, but I'd like to play music that I think other people will enjoy. It's funny, the next song I'm about to play is kind of an older song. It came out when I was in high school. And it's by a punk band. Now, I knew nothing about punk when this song came out. And a guy I went to high school with was very upset that this band not only released this song as a single, but had an MTV music video and everything. He had a thing about gatekeeping punk music. He felt as though there was a purity to it. I like to share music with as many people as possible so they can hear what's out there. So now I'm going to play the band Stranger. The band is Bad Religion. The album is Stranger Than Fiction. And the song is 21st Century Digital Boy. If you can find the music video on YouTube somewhere, it's worth a listen. But here's the song.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Late to the Show with Stephen Post. And yes, I am, in fact, the author of Uncle Cookie's Guide to Not Knowing Any Better. Next, I am going to play a song by Ben Folds. I've been listening to the Ben Folds Five for a while. He went kind of solo for a while, and he made this song where I guess he fell off of a stage at some point. And so he made a song about it. So we're going to hear that song. It's a live performance from what I can tell, unless they faked it really well. It's called Hiroshima, or Hiroshima, depending on what form of pronunciation you prefer. So that was Hiroshima by Ben Folds. The next song I'm going to play is by a musician or a band called The Blow. Now, I don't know a lot about them. I have one of their albums, but this one kind of fell into my lap by accident. What I absolutely adore about this song is how incredibly simplistic it is. I don't say that to insult the artist or anything. You're going to listen to the song, and there's not a lot to it, but she still puts out a really good song with very little involvement. It's like there's not a lot of different instruments being played here. It's a very simple tune. So here we go with True Affection by The Blow. Once again, that was The Blow performing True Affection. Hello, hello, is anyone out there? If you can hear this, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to listen to good music together. Democracy Now! Is a national daily independent award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3. So now I'm going to play a song from the 80s, you know, back when hair bands were a thing, or are sometimes referred to as glam rock. This was when, funny story, Van Halen in part broke up because of Michael Jackson. A lot of people don't know that. Michael Jackson didn't do anything directly, but he asked Eddie Van Halen to play on Beat It, and he did. And then David Lee Roth said, well, if Eddie Van Halen is going to play for Michael Jackson, well, then I'm going to go out and make some of my own songs, too. And then he did that, and that really upset the other members of the band. And so then and that is why David Lee Roth left. That's the short version of the story, anyway. Left Van Halen. But now I'm going to play one of the songs he released, David Lee Roth, that upset the band, and it's called That's Life. WRCT is supported in part by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers offers takeout or delivery for pizzas, hoagies, wings, and more. For information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit spackbrothers.com. That is spelled S-P-A-K Brothers, Spack Brothers. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And now I'm going to play another more modern song for those of you who maybe get tired of me playing old tracks. I've played this song before. I just like it. And it's by a musician by the name of Tori Weidinger, I believe is how that's pronounced, hopefully, from the album Bunny with Tunnel Vision. She self-released this album. So if you like it, I hope you'll look into her because she's doing this by herself. And the name of the song is Got What I Want.
Got what I want, I'm proud. Dodging, folding a tab, thinking about skipping rocks to get an answer. What's 19 without giving it all away? Tuck me in, let yourself out, I work at it. You're a sycophant, but you're loud. Pulling a version from the bluest clouds. And one day you'll let go and answer. Take off your armor, pick a daisy in a pasture. What's growing on?
That was Tori Weidinger with Got What I Want, Bunny with Tunnel Vision. I got to tell you, you're probably going to hear that song again. I just like it. It's a good song. And like I said before, she did self-release this album, so I hope you check it out, maybe see if she has any other good material. Next up, I'm going to play a song from the Dixie Chicks, or rather the band formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. They have updated their name to just be called the Chicks. That was because of some stuff going on in the country. When people try to bring up cancel culture and talk about how bad it's gotten, I like to bring up the Dixie Chicks as a great example of a country band that in the early 2000s, let's say 2002 or 3, you know, maybe 2004, was suddenly banned from country music stations because they had criticized George W. Bush. And so from there, all the country music stations in the country took the Dixie Chicks off the radio as if cancel culture is some new thing. It's not. It's been around forever. All right, so now I'm going to play a song where basically they wrote a track about the fact they were canceled back then. I mean, this song is like 20 years old now. And that's, you know, that's just to kind of put you, give you some perspective of how cancel culture isn't what we say it is. But here we are again with Not Ready to Make Nice from the album Taking the Long Way from the band formerly known as the Dixie Chicks.
A price
So that was the band formerly known as the Dixie Chicks playing Not Ready to Make Nice. They really did receive a lot of hate in that time period. It's just not new, is basically my whole point there. All right, so moving on to the next song. Now, you can hear this song played originally by the Rolling Stones. It's called Gimme Shelter. It's not a new tune, but this band called Holy Soldier covered it, and I kind of like the cover. So I'm going to play it for you. I hope you guys like it too. So once again, that was Gimme Shelter from a band called Holy Soldier. The name of the album is Last Train. I just think that's a pretty good cover of that song. And I like that the woman's vocals are just a little bit louder than the man's. It's just barely noticeable. But in my opinion, whoever was producing that increased the levels a bit for her. And I like that they did that because it's a great version. It's a great way to hear that song. Next, I'm going to play a nice tune by Prince. Everybody's heard of Prince, right? But in order to get this song, back in the day anyway, you would have had to have purchased the single release of Bat Dance so you could hear this song as a B-side. Man, that's one of the things I miss nowadays. B-sides aren't really B-sides anymore. You know, it's trying to find, you know, songs to listen to. And now you just kind of go through the internet and YouTube and whatever and just try to find good songs. But back in the day, you used to have to kind of fish for them and discover things. So here's the song, 200 Balloons by Prince.
Yeah.